Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
After a long and heated campaign, polls have opened for the crucial midterm elections in the United States. Close races across the country will determine the balance of power in Congress. Now, the Democrats and Republicans are locked in a fierce fight for control. More than 43.5 million Americans have already cast early ballots. Now, while millions more, they'll head to the polling stations today. Simon Marks joins us live now from Washington, D.C. for more on this. Simon, the stakes are high for Joe Biden as America votes in these midterm elections. The outcome is going to have a real impact on what the rest of his first term as president looks like, won't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, at stake today, the entire House of Representatives, one third of the seat in the United States Senate, and 36 governors' races all over the country, which will also offer a very clear sign of the mood of the electorate as they are resolved. And Joe Biden really is operating already with the narrowest of margins in the House of Representatives and the Senate. If he loses either or both of those houses of Congress, then things will become very, very difficult for him in the remaining 2 years of what he still hopes will just be his first term in office. The polling all suggests that the Democrats are going to lose control of the House of Representatives, but it's the Senate that appears to be on a knife edge. And that, of course, is reflective of the fact that at the moment the Senate is split 50-50. The Democrats only have a majority in the Senate if and when they deploy the casting vote of Kamala Harris, the vice president, who also has the position of president of the U.S. Senate. So if either party engages in a net gain of seats, that's going to reshape the outlook in the Senate. And if the Republicans manage to mobilize what Donald Trump has been calling a red wave all over the country, and the Senate falls into Republican hands, that essentially is going to stymie President Biden's ability to advance his domestic agenda legislatively up on Capitol Hill. Also worth noting that if the Republicans do take control of the House of Representatives, they will have the ability to control the committees in the House of Representatives, and that will mean an end to the committee that is currently investigating the January 6th, 2021 deadly riots on Capitol Hill by Donald Trump's supporters, and the start of a whole load of committee investigations into actions that have been taken by the Biden administration.
Well, plenty of Americans have already cast their ballots before today, Simon, and many of the states won't be able to process any of those ballots until Election Day today. So how long is it going to take before we know who's won?
Well, we could be in for a very long wait. I mean, it depends, of course, on just how much of a knife edge many of these races truly prove to be. It's worth pointing out that with that huge enthusiasm for early voting, 41 million people plus having participated in early voting, we don't quite know how to translate that. Both parties see that as an indication of strength. But if there are absolutely close races in crucial Senate seats in places like Philadelphia, Georgia, Ohio, Arizona, well, many of them may require recounts, and some of them may even require runoffs that wouldn't take place for several weeks. And that's going to be a huge test of this country's patience at a time when Republican candidates all over the country have embraced Donald Trump's false claims that America is suffering a plague of electoral fraud. Will people be patient enough with a process that sees recounts taking place and possibly some of those elections being settled by postal ballots? It's going to be very complicated over the course of the next few days and weeks if the Senate election particularly turns out to be very close.
Simon, thank you for that update. Simon Marks here reporting live for us from Washington, D.C.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.